Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
And a new version of Swan Lake is on at the Brighton Festival. It's usually the most traditional of ballets, but Irish company Chuck Dumser are retelling the story based around ancient Irish mythology and accompanied by Nordic and Irish traditional music. I went to the Dome earlier to meet its creator, Michael Keegan Dolan.
Hi, my name is Michael Keegan Dolan, and I'm a director and choreographer, and I'm here in the Brighton Festival with my company Chuck Dumser, formerly the Fabulous Beast Dance Theatre, and we're presenting a new production of Swan Lake at the Dome.
Now, Swan Lake, people think about ballerinas in tutus, wobbling around on points, very traditional ballet. I've got a sneaking suspicion this is not like that.
No, it's not. It's not like that at all. And I think, you know, the myth or the legend that the ballet is founded upon has been around a lot longer than ballerinas put on point shoes for the first time in the 19th century. So I focused in on the story and I try to connect it to place, to where I live in Ireland. And of course, we have a myth that's quite similar. It's called the Children of Lear. And it's about, boys and girls, young people being turned into swans by a jealous stepmother. So there's lots of parallels in my mythology and in the Middle European mythology on which Swan Lake is based.
Now, I haven't actually seen it myself. I'm looking forward to coming later tonight. What can I expect? Without giving too much away.
Yeah, I think the best way to come at this is to come with no expectations. A friend of mine who I haven't seen in maybe 35 years came last night with no expectations, and he really, really enjoyed the unexpected nature of what he saw. I think I spend most of my adult life trying to forge a type of theatre that's like kind of complete theatre, total theatre, or like dance theatre, we call it, where we have dancing and storytelling and song and imagery and light, and they're kind of merged into one seamless event. So I don't know what to tell you to expect, but I'm also trying to express something about the nature of life, and that life isn't entirely dark or entirely light, that it's a play between the two energies, and that, you know, to be kind of some way content within yourself, that you need to embrace the full nature of what it means to be human.
For some people, they do find dance a difficult medium because they have an issue, I think, with, like, am I going to understand it? And I think people do shy away from dance sometimes. Does it really matter if you don't understand it?
I think it does and it doesn't. I think with the work I'm trying to make, and I'm beginning to succeed in making, I think the understanding thing is not an issue. So what we do is we put a layer on the surface, which is the story, and we tell you the story. So, you know, happy out. You've got the story and you can enjoy that journey. Then beneath that, there's other things going on. There's what each individual person within the company is telling, you know, with their body. And then there's the music, and then there's the imagery, and then there's the poetry of the imagery. So I think good theatre, a good dance theatre, is layered. And I ideally, it's for everyone. Now, I guess the only thing about my Swan Lake or our Swan Lake is that we do touch on some darkness and some dark themes. So maybe for young children under the age of 14, it's not going to be maybe ideal for them. But my children are 6 and 8 and they watched it. And oddly, they laugh at the bits that adults find most disturbing. So, I think dance has had a hard rap really since kind of the 17th century. At some point, I read that Oliver Cromwell had made dancing illegal in England. I think dance, you know, in the Christian tradition, dance is associated in some way with the devil and with being naughty, as you guys say. We say bold, and with being kind of unpredictable and unreasonable. And I think that's connected to the understanding thing. But I think if it's presented in the right way, in the right context, you don't need to worry about understanding. It's really about feeling and empathizing and about motion. And we all move, even till the moment we pass out, we're still in some sort of motion. So no, don't worry about understanding it. I think this one will go way beyond that for you.
I've been given to understand that 2 tons of feathers are involved in this.
I think the 2 tons, that's a bit of an exaggeration, because even a lot of feathers ain't going to weigh 2 tons now. There's a lot of feathers, in the end of the show. And I find this also fascinating, because feathers, they're white feathers, and by their nature, they're ethereal and beautiful and light. But in truth, I bought this big bag of feathers from a chicken factory in County Monaghan in the north of Ireland, and I stuck it in a container for about 10 years because I didn't know what to do with it. And one day we were working on the show and we thought, I'll go get those feathers. So I find them really exciting, you know, because they represent those two narratives, how beautiful and light and ethereal on one hand, and on the other hand, these are dead animals, clothes. So yeah, they are very beautiful and very effective, and I think people really love the feathers.
I bet the cleaners didn't.
It depends on how many cleaners you got. So like in Dublin, we didn't have too many cleaners. In fact, I was one of the cleaners. So we, you know, we had a couple of hoovers. But like in a venue like here, there's a good gang of guys, and I think they clean them up pretty quick. But you always find feathers somewhere. Even like years later, you find one stuck down the back of something, you know, which is nice.
So what's been the response of the Brighton audience so far?
Well, so far we've done one show last night, and unless I was hallucinating, I think 800 people were standing and cheering as I left the auditorium. And I think it went extremely well. I think the show tonight will be better, because whenever you come to a new venue, and you know, the Dome is a particular venue, it's a big circular space, probably ideal for concerts and maybe not bespoke for theater. When you come to a new venue, it takes a little time to kind of get used to it. It's a bit like meeting a new person. And I think my guys, the company, came to terms with the venue last night, and I think tonight it'll be cranked up another notch. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
As Michael Keegan Dolan talking about his production of Swan Lake, and the second and final performance is tonight at the Dome. Tickets are available online from brightonfestival.org. And if you're pretty quick, I'm looking at the clock now, if you listen to the live show, you might well be lucky enough to pick up a festival standby ticket for just a tenner.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.